This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday delayed a decision to let Ukraine fire long-range Western-supplied missiles into Russia, a plan that sparked dire threats from Moscow of a war with NATO.
We had a wide-ranging discussion about strategy in Ukraine, of course, in the Middle East, and other parts of the world. This wasn't a meeting about a particular capability. That wasn't why we got our heads down today. It was to allow ourselves the space which we took, the time which we took, to have a strategic discussion so that tactical decisions could be seen within the wider strategy. And it was a really good invitation from the President. We've had a very productive, and we've come to a strong position.
The Labour leader indicated that he and Biden would now discuss the plan at the United Nations General Assembly in New York the week after next with a wider group of individuals.
Our roots here, it go deep in the history here, and they come in to take our own houses, our own land, and the army is protecting them. It's just unfair what's happening, but we're not going nowhere.
Khalid Karan is one of those protesting against land seizures in a West Bank village that is furthering the conversation about Israeli settlers in the occupied territory. Roman Levin is an Israeli activist.
Israeli military use the usual method to repress the protest. They declared all the zone as a closed military zone. But they let the settlers stay, and they're still in this mountain, and they violently push everybody out. They push me with their guns. They throw stone grenades, and just to let the settlers stay in the stolen land.
Israeli soldiers threw stun grenades at demonstrators, including Israeli activists in Safa village north of West Bank's Ramallah, during a protest after they accused settlers of seizing land owned by locals. This is VOA News. On the streets of Iranian cities, it's becoming more common to see a woman passing by without a mandatory headscarf or hijab. A second anniversary of the death of Mahsa Amini and the mass protests that sparked approaches. VOA's Tommy McNeil explains.
There's no government official or a study acknowledging the phenomenon, but across social media, videos of people filming neighborhood streets or just talking about a normal day in their life, women and girls can be seen walking past with their long hair out over their shoulders, particularly after sunset. This defiance comes despite what United Nations investigators describe as expanded repressive measures and policies by Iran's theocracy to punish them, though there's been no incident like Amini's death yet to galvanize demonstrators. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
In a surprising show of support, a golf cart parade for Vice President Kamala Harris took place in the Villages, Florida on Friday evening, marking an unexpected display of Democratic enthusiasm in a traditionally conservative retirement community.
We're supporting Kamala because this guy has to be finished. He's the worst president in my lifetime. And I'm just not like, you know, a diehard Democrat. My first vote, I'm 73 years old. My first vote was for Richard Nixon. But this guy is the end of democracy in this country.
The Villages, known as a Republican stronghold, saw a growing crowd of Democrats rallying in support of Harris. The parade, featuring over 300 decorated golf carts adorned with campaign signs and American flags, brought together a diverse group of supporters ahead of the 2024 election. At least four people died in eastern Romania after torrential rain caused flooding, the country's emergency response unit said on Saturday, as river levels surged in several other central and eastern European nations following days of heavy rainfall. Iran on Saturday launched a research satellite into orbit with a rocket built by the Revolutionary Guard, state media reported. The Chamron-1 satellite, which was launched into space, was put into a 550-kilometer orbit, and its first signals had been received, the media said. The primary mission of the satellite is to test hardware and software systems for demonstrating orbital maneuvering technology in height and phase, according to state media. The launch comes as the United States and European countries accuse Iran of transferring ballistic missiles to Russia that would be likely used in its war with Ukraine within weeks. Iran has denied this. Comoros President Azali Assoumani is out of danger after he was injured on Friday in a knife attack by a 24-year-old policeman who was found dead in his cell a day later. I'm Christina Menendez.